How should we milestone our board's cybersecurity advancement? With 2 decades of working with boards, I can safely say that's one question we don't ask nearly enough. Hence, a flourishing $9.1 trillion cybercrime economy. Do our highest fiduciaries truly know how to protect us? Do they know what they don't know? Are they humble enough to find out? Or are they, God forbid, collecting a paycheck hoping to never have their cyber insecurity found out? How do we help? Welcome to Cyber Boardcast, episode 194. I'm Andre Setnarski for CyberNation Central. In devising a framework for measuring a board's cybersecurity advancement, the milestones should encompass not just metrics of security posture, but also reflect the board's evolving understanding, engagement, and leadership in cybersecurity. Here's a framework that combines quantitative and qualitative milestones. First, educational milestones. Board-wide attainment of advanced cybersecurity certifications or completion of executive-level cybersecurity training programs annually. To get your board certified as cyber-ready fiduciaries, schedule a consultation at cybernationcentral.com. Second milestone, policy development. Initiation and refinement of cybersecurity policies by the board, measured by the frequency and depth of policy updates in line with emerging threats. Third, engagement milestone, active participation of board members in cybersecurity drills and their involvement in risk assessment meetings, aiming for quarterly involvement with tangible contributions. Fourth, cybersecurity leadership milestone, instances of board members leading cybersecurity initiatives or public discussions signifying their role as thought leaders on this topic. Fifth, innovation milestone, number of cybersecurity innovations or improvements proposed and adopted at the board level annually. And finally, sixth, risk mitigation milestone, reduction in cyber incidents year over year, reflecting the effectiveness of board-led cybersecurity strategies. By tracking these milestones, boards can ensure they're not just supervising cybersecurity efforts, but are proactively shaping and leading their organization's cyber resilience. Tomorrow, we dive deeper into each of these. Until then.